little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Again, in the gastroenterological area, we're going to focus on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Do you want to kick off?
Yeah, so your blood tests do show that you do have some inflammation, you know, on your liver, that it's a bit irritated. Can you just tell me a bit about your alcohol consumption?
I like to drink a bit. Yeah, I mean, everyone does, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, it's just useful for us to know a little bit about how much. So in a typical week, how much do you think you would drink?
Well, I buy a slab every week.
Okay, and what is it that you're drinking? Is it beer, cider?
Yeah, strong lager.
Strong lager, and these are how many tins, really?
Well, in a slab, week, I think it's 24 you get in a slab, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, and you drink this in a week.
Yeah.
And there's at least 2 units in each of them, so you'd be drinking at least 50 units a week. Do you know about units of alcohol?
I've heard the word. I've never really tried to figure it, though.
No. Okay, that's fine. So that's how much you're drinking. What about your diet? How's your diet?
It's probably not that. I mean, I have a lot of takeaways, to be honest. When I get back from work, I'm quite tired after a long day at work, and I tend to just sit down and have a few tinnies and have a takeaway. That's what I normally eat.
Okay. So there's a few other symptoms I just want to check as well, given we've seen these blood test results, and they relate to diabetes, actually. The symptoms of diabetes are feeling very thirsty and peeing a lot. Have you noticed that?
I get pretty tired. I wouldn't say I'm particularly thirsty. I drink a lot of beer, I guess, but it's not because I'm thirsty. It's just like the effect it has on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And any weight loss that you're not expecting?
It's just going up.
Your weight's going up. Okay. Well, I mean, in terms of what we're finding with your blood test, like I said, your liver's a bit irritated and inflamed. In this situation, it sounds like you're drinking more than what we would certainly recommend, and it may well be that that's one of the causes. But there is another cause as well, which is very common, and it's more to do with your diet, but it's actually called fatty liver.
Mm.
Have you heard of that?
Well, I guess I'm pretty fat, so I guess I'm not too surprised if my liver's a bit fat. Is that a problem, Doc?
Well, yes, it can be. I mean, at the minute, it maybe won't be causing you any problems other than this rise in your blood tests, but in the long term, it can cause you to actually have liver disease to a point that would give you symptoms.
Mm.
It can also sort of be part of your general health in thinking around the risk of other diseases in the longer term. So it's part of a syndrome that we might call metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
I mean, what do you...
Is that a bit like diabetes then?
Well, metabolic syndrome does consist of diabetes, and it relates to being overweight and having a lot of weight around your abdomen. It would relate to the changes in your liver, and all of these things will then give you an increased risk of diseases in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk more about that?
I might do. I mean... Yeah, maybe I should do. Maybe I could come back and we'll talk about that next time, Doc. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I mean, it might be after this chat, I suppose you might have some thoughts yourself about your diet and your drinking, and certainly we could talk about that. And there's certainly things I could give you to read about this topic. I mean, the other thing would be your weight, you know, thinking about that. So it might help for you to have a think about things before coming back. And
you mentioned tiredness. I'm getting a lot of that. I feel quite knackered.
Yeah, okay. And what do you think that's down to?
Well, I don't think I sleep very well, and I keep nodding off during the day.
Do you? Okay. Do you snore?
Yeah, like a trooper.
Right. Can I ask who's at home with you, or do you live on your own?
Well, my girlfriend stays over every now and then.
And has she ever noticed your pause in your breathing at night?
Yeah, she wakes me up.
Oh, and she notices it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, right, okay. So you're very tired and you're sort of feeling very sleepy in the day, then there might be something else going on here as well.
Mm.
You sound as if you might be suffering from another condition called sleep apnea.
Hmm, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where people have these machines at night time to help them breathe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So I suppose that would be one of the treatments, but we're certainly, when you're symptomatic like you are, if you're sleepy in the daytime, then we would usually recommend we confirm what's happening with a sleep study. So
okay.
It's probably another thing we need to do today is actually think about referring you for that.
Well, yeah, I'm really worried about my energy levels, and my girlfriend is too, and she doesn't like... That's why she doesn't like staying over, actually, because I snore so much.
Maybe
I should do something about that.
Well, certainly all of these things will be quite linked to your weight and so also to how much you're drinking. So it might be that there are things you can think about from today, and we can chat in more detail next time. And then we might need to move on to the idea of referring you for a sleep study, depending how things are going.
All right, yeah, I'll be happy to think about that, Doc.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no confusing.